Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very glad to be able to share this special time with you. This is really an important time of preparation for everyone on the planet. 2012 has drawn the attention of the masses of humanity, and there are all kinds of fear-based thought forms and unrealistic expectations flooding the internet and being projected through everybody's mind through the media. This has been a roller coaster time of both miracles and challenges, and people everywhere are often confused and recognizing that something of tremendous magnitude is happening. It seems as though these extreme experiences are being used to wake humanity up at warp speed. No matter how hard people may try, their I Am presence is just not allowing them to push the snooze button in order to go back to sleep again. It's time for people everywhere to remember who they are and why they volunteered to be on Earth during this auspicious moment. Important changes are taking place, and we're beginning to see evidence of people in every walk of life reaching out to make a positive difference, recognizing that things have to change on this planet and that we need to become actively involved in the process. We have reached a tipping point, and it is time for our visions and our hopes and our dreams to now be tangibly magnetized into the physical world of form. This moment in time is going to be an adventure, and we have all been preparing for a very long time to fulfill our unique facets of this unfolding divine plan. We're being called to greater service by the company of heaven, and the opportunities that are unfolding for each of us day by day will astound and often elate us if we just pay attention and take advantage of the opportunities that are presented. Every moment we're being given chances to add to the light of the world and to improve the quality of life for both ourselves and all humanity. That may sound grandiose, but we are powerful beyond our knowing, and the time for us to utilize our divine power is now. As you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as the open door through which the light of God is going to flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. Remember that we're functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our archives on-demand service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, which is your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life. And we'll work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Know that anything you have to take care of will be waiting for you when we're through with this special hour, so just let it go for this moment. Feel your heart chakra, which is the love center within you, opening to full breath. And as you breathe in deeply and exhale deeply and rhythmically, experience the infinite love of God flowing from the very heart of God through your crown chakra at the top of your head and descending down into your heart flame. As this light expands through your heart flame, on the holy breath, you breathe it out, and it floods the earth, blazing into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth, because you are one with all life. Know that as the love of God is lifting you up, all life on this planet is being lifted up with you. the enlightening information that we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. These are our sisters and brothers in the heavenly realms that have evolved to a higher level of consciousness and have volunteered to assist us through our earthly sojourn. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but extremely challenging time on Earth, to help us see the bigger picture and to inspire us to keep on keeping on as we move through this process of transforming this planet into her divine heritage of heaven on Earth. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Even though there are a lot of confusing things that are taking place and a lot of confusing information about what will happen in 2012, the Company of Heaven has assured us that the end result of the events that will take place this year will move the Earth and all life evolving upon her into higher frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This will result in very positive changes for each of us individually and for all of us collectively. Unfortunately, people are having a difficult time perceiving this truth, because of the challenges that are surfacing in people's lives to be healed and transmuted into light, many people do not realize the wonderful opportunity that we're all experiencing. So instead of focusing on the light and quickly transmuting the surfacing negativity and empowering their hopes and dreams, people are allowing their challenges to overwhelm them with fear and feelings of hopelessness. For this reason, the Company of Heaven is asking all of us who see the bigger picture around the world to redouble our efforts and to invoke the light of God on behalf of our sisters and brothers. Remember, we are one with every man, woman, and child on this planet and all life evolving on this sweet earth. And we have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. So now we are being called to action, and the time for us to accept responsibility for being our brothers and sisters keepers is now. I know that many light workers are also feeling overwhelmed by the challenges that they're experiencing in their personal lives. The difference is that regardless of outer appearances, at least we are able to see the bigger picture. And we know within the deepest recesses of our hearts that we are going to be God victorious in the long run, and that everything we need to serve the light on behalf of our fellow human beings and to God victoriously move through these challenges is already within us. As I mentioned, we are powerful beyond our knowing, and when we join our hearts and minds together, we are invincible. And when we invoke the Company of Heaven, who is standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to assist us, our efforts will be amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold. This is the level of heart commitment that we're being asked to reach at this time, to join hearts and minds with our fellow human beings in this physical plane and with the entire Company of Heaven who is assisting us from on high. At this very moment, our I Am presences are increasing the frequency of vibration within our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, the maximum that we can endure in every 24-hour period. The divine intent of this acceleration is to assist us in quickly lifting up and transcending the challenges that are surfacing, so that we can invoke the light of God, project that into the surfacing negativity, and quickly transmute it. This is causing some intensity in our lives, and it may feel a little bit stressful, but it is enabling us to reach higher frequencies of light than we have ever experienced before. Remember, light is infinitely more powerful than the fragmented fear-based miscreations of our human ego, which are surfacing now to be healed. The more light that we can project into this surfacing negativity, the faster it will be transmuted, and the sooner the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love will be tangibly manifest in our lives. After decades of tenacious work by literally millions of light workers in every conceivable location on this planet, we have now reached a critical mass, a tipping point, that will allow the patterns of perfection for our planetary cause of divine love to begin physically manifesting at a greatly accelerated pace. So pay attention to the positive things that are being brought to your awareness so that you can confirm for yourself the truth of this profound statement. Do not focus on the bombardment of negativity that is designed to polarize people and to perpetuate our fear and our separation and duality. Focus instead on the evidence of positive changes that are happening everywhere in spite of the negativity that we're being bombarded with through the media. Remember, where your attention is, there you are. So empower what you want to create in your life through your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, not the things that you do not want. Today, we are going to do just that. We are going to join hearts and minds with our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven. And we are also going to join hearts and minds with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on this planet. Together, we're going to invoke the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, which is the most powerful frequency of light to transmute negativity and discord back into light, and to help clear the surfacing negativity that is overwhelming so many people. We will also invoke the light of God to assist our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity, so that they will be able to lift their heads above the confusion of their own life experiences, so that they will be able to easily remember who they are and why they volunteered to be on Earth during this cosmic moment, so that they can hear that still small voice of their I Am presence guiding them, so that they can easily fulfill their divine plan. This is the moment that we've all been waiting for. This is the moment we've been preparing for literally lifetimes. And now everything is in readiness, and the entire company of heaven is awaiting the opportunity to amplify our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. So let's join together now for some very powerful invocations that have been given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth to help us invoke this light and utilize it in ways that it will be most effective in the physical plane. As we participate in these invocations with deep feeling, know that we're joining in consciousness with lightworkers around the world who are participating with us through this radio program and through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child that is participating through our heart's call at inner levels. Together, we are expanding our tremendous chalice of light, which is now cradling the entire planet Earth. The light of God will flow through this chalice and help us to heal the maladies manifesting in our individual and our collective lives, transmuting the surfacing negativity that are reflecting humanity's human miscreations, anything that is responsible for the pain and suffering that humanity is experiencing, or that is inflicting pain or suffering on any part of life, including Mother Earth, the animal and nature kingdoms. This will clear the way for the manifestation of our hopes, our dreams, our visions, and the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love. I'm going to state these visualizations and these invocations in the first person so that we will all experience them individually and tangibly. But since we are all one, it is important for us to know that as we invoke this experience for ourselves, we are also serving as surrogates on behalf of humanity. And we are invoking this activity of light through the mighty I Am presence of each person evolving on this sweet earth. And the I Am presence will allow this activity of light to manifest through the four earthly bodies of each person in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. So begin by breathing in deeply, and as you exhale, feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. I am going within to the divinity of my heart. I kneel before the altar of love and surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my true God reality, my mighty I Am presence. My I Am presence takes full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional body and lifts me up into the highest frequency of consciousness that I am able to experience at this moment. From this level of divine intelligence, I make these calls. I invoke my Father, Mother, God, the entire company of heaven, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Beloved ones, come forth now. Please assist me in this holy endeavor and empower these invocations 1,000 times, 1,000-fold. I am my I Am presence. And I am one with the I Am presence of every person evolving on this planet and the entire company of heaven. Through the beloved presence of God, I am now blazing in my heart. I now invoke all of the legions of light throughout infinity who are associated with the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. On behalf of myself and all humanity, I am now blazing this fifth dimensional frequency of the violet flame through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth that is vibrating at a frequency less than the harmony and balance of God. Beloved, I am, look into my life and into the lives of all humanity, and see what yet remains to be balanced by us to any person, place, condition, or thing that we may have wronged at any time, in any way, for any reason whatsoever. Reach your great loving hands of light into all of the positively qualified energy we have ever released through our earthly sojourn. And draw forth 1,000 times as much perfection as we have ever done wrong. Fashion from this substance of perfection a gift of love, whatever is necessary, to balance every debt we have created which still remains unpaid to any part of life. Beloved, I am, I ask you to forgive every person, place, condition, or thing which may have wronged me in any way, and balance all debts owed to me by life everywhere. I accept this done through the power of God. I am, and so it is. Now, through the divinity pulsating in my heart, I consecrate my life to reestablishment of the covenant with God. My covenant with God, and I clearly know and understand through this new level of unity consciousness, is flooding the earth. This means that whatever I am thinking, feeling, saying, or doing, I am empowering, co-creating, and magnetizing into my life. Through this covenant of unity consciousness, I now set forth the divine intention to express my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to empower and co-create our planetary cause of divine love from this moment forth. I begin with me, but I know that simultaneously I am a surrogate serving on behalf of all humanity. For I am one with all life, and as I am lifted up, all life is being lifted up with me. Beloved Father, Mother, God, I am my I Am Presence, and I am enveloped in the invincible protection of God's light and divine love as I sojourn through my earthly experiences. I am manifesting perfection in my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. I am co-creating loving relationships in my life. I am fulfilling my divine purpose and reason for being. And I am financially and creatively rewarded in my job. I am an example of divine family life, including my place in the family of humanity. I am fulfilling my divine potential as a son or daughter, as a wife or husband, as a mother or father, a grandmother or grandfather, a woman or man, as a friend, a relative, a co-worker, a steward of the earth, a teacher, a way shower, a light worker, and a co-creator of the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love. Through these patterns, I am a living example of divine love, trust, integrity, honesty, tolerance, acceptance, and reverence for all life. I am able to listen, understand, and communicate openly and honestly with every evolving soul on this planet. With every breath, I am effortlessly ascending into the divine heart and mind of God. Within this causal body of God, I am tapping into the divine guidance and the viable solutions that will assist me in fulfilling my divine plan and my purpose and reason for being. I am open to the divine guidance of my I Am Presence and the legions of light in the realms of truth. I easily communicate with these beings of light through open heart and mind telepathic communication. I am one with all life, and so I am able to communicate openly with the angelic and elemental kingdoms as well. I am daily and hourly fulfilling the immaculate concept of my divine plan and the divine plan for beloved Mother Earth. I now invoke the full gathered momentum of the violet flame to transmute every thought, word, action, or feeling I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, that would in any way interfere with or prevent these patterns of perfection that I have invoked from our planetary cause of divine love from manifesting tangibly in the world of form, right here and right now. I am the immaculate concept of these patterns of perfection, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I am the immaculate concept of these patterns of perfection, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I am the immaculate concept of these patterns of perfection, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I accept that these patterns for our new planetary cause of divine love are victoriously manifesting even as I speak in God's most holy name, I Am. Now I invoke the magnificent Goddess of Liberty, who takes her strategic position at the cardinal point to the north of this planet, and the Goddess of Divine Justice, who takes her strategic position at the cardinal point to the east. I invoke the Goddess of Freedom, who takes her strategic position at the cardinal point to the south, and the Goddess of Victory, who takes her strategic position at the cardinal point to the west. I also invoke the silent watchers, the mighty guardians, and the cosmic beings who are assisting humanity at this time from inner levels to establish our new planetary cause of divine love tangibly in the physical world of form. Beloved ones, come forth now and blaze forth the most powerful cleansing activity of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection that humanity and Earth are capable of receiving during this cosmic moment. Through the power of this sacred fire, transmute cause, core, effect, record, and memory, the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings humanity has released from all time frames and dimensions that are surfacing now to be transmuted back into light. I open the stargate of my heart, and I am instantly the open door for the most powerful fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection that the earth has ever experienced. This violet flame is now pulsating through my heart flame, and it blazes in through and around all of the inharmonious actions, all lower human consciousness, and all obstructions of the light that any person, place, condition, or thing has ever placed in the pathway of life's perfection. Through the power of God's infinite perfection, the violet flame transmutes this discordant energy, cause, core, effect, record, and memory, now and forever. Now the silent watchers, who are holding the divine potential of every location on the planet within their heart flames, the silent watchers over every country, state, city, town, village, and hamlet on the planet, now reach out their loving arms and raise up a limitless number of souls in every location who are willing to participate in the faithful use of this sacred violet flame. As each person is lifted up, he or she understands the full importance of this sacred gift now being offered to humanity by our Father, Mother, God, to help free us from all human distresses. The conscious use of this mighty power from the heart of God will cause to be established within every one of these locations great force fields of the violet flame, which will continually bathe every person in each vicinity, transmuting the surfacing negativity, helping each one to quickly move forward in the light. Now, through the clarion call of the I Am Presence of all humanity and the legions of light throughout infinity, the violet flame begins to expand, expand, and expand. It merges with the immortal, victorious threefold flame blazing within every person's heart. This threefold flame is the divine balance of the sapphire blue flame of our Father God's divine power, the crystalline pink flame of our Mother God's divine love, and the sunshine yellow gold flame of the Son and Daughter of God's divine wisdom. The threefold flame blazing in every person's heart now expands into a tremendous starburst of light. As the influx of the violet flame increases, it expands and expands, uniting every heart flame to the intensity and power of 1,000 suns. The earth becomes a blazing amethyst, pulsating in the solar system of Alpha and Omega, reflecting the infinite violet flame of God's perfection through every particle of life on this sweet earth. Beloved legions of light who are associated with this fifth dimensional violet flame of God's infinite perfection, we ask now that you blaze through every heart flame this activity of light that we invoke now through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life existing on beloved Mother Earth. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of every man, woman, and child evolving on earth until every person individually acknowledges and accepts the oneness of all life, and every expression reflects a deep reverence for all life. Now, beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all incoming babies, through the children, their parents, and guardians, until all of the youth are raised up in energy, vibration, and consciousness to carry out the directives of their mighty I Am Presence, their true God Self. Now, beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all youth centers and activities, through all schools, colleges, universities, all leaders, teachers, instructors, and professors in every line of endeavor, until the flame of God illumination and enlightenment is manifest and eternally sustained. Beloved ones, now blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all religious and spiritual teachings, so that divine love, truth, tolerance, acceptance, and universal sisterhood and brotherhood will quickly manifest through the heart flames of all humanity. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns now through all doctors, nurses, healers, hospitals, insurance companies, pharmaceutical conglomerates, and every institution associated with healing of any kind, until divine mercy, compassion, integrity, and healing are tangible realities for every evolving soul. Beloved ones, blaze the light of a thousand suns through all banking and financial institutions, through all economic systems, through all money, and all people associated with monetary interactions of any kind, until every person on earth is openly demonstrating true integrity, honesty, generosity, fairness, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Beloved ones, now blaze the light of a thousand suns through all places of incarceration and all employed there, through every correctional institution and every judge, jury, and court of law, until divine justice is manifest and eternally sustained. Beloved ones, now blaze the light of a thousand suns through all space activities throughout the world, until every nation unites in cooperative service, so that God's will may be manifest with our sisters and brothers throughout the universe. Beloved ones, blaze the light of a thousand suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity until all disease and human miscreation, its cause and core, is dissolved and transmuted into purity, vibrant health, and physical perfection. Now, beloved ones, blaze the light of a thousand suns through the food and water industries and through all of the food and water used for human consumption, until every particle of food and every molecule of water is filled with light. Empower this elemental substance to raise the vibratory action of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, until physical perfection becomes a sustained, manifest reality for every human being. And beloved ones, finally, blaze the light of a thousand suns in, through, and around every remaining electron of precious life energy until evolving on this planet, until the immaculate concept of the new earth and our planetary cause of divine love is manifest and all life evolving here is wholly ascended and free, out picturing the infinite perfection of God's physical fifth dimensional realm of divine perfection. Now, with the earth lifted to a new level of purification and healing, I take a journey in projected consciousness into the realms of illumined truth. I breathe in deeply, and on the holy breath, I expand the divinity of my heart. I focus once again my attention on the immortal, victorious threefold flame, and I am filled with the love and harmony of God. This divine essence expands through my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and the vibration of every electron of my earthly bodies is accelerated. As this activity of light takes place within me, I feel myself being lifted into the embrace of my mighty I Am presence, as I am lifted into higher and higher dimensional frequencies. I surrender into the perfection of my I Am presence, this loving aspect of my own divinity. I breathe in deeply again, and as I exhale, I realize that I am one with my Father, Mother, God. I am one with the entire company of heaven, and I am one with the infinite realms of illumined truth. I am one with the mighty I Am presence of every person evolving on this planet, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. Within this higher frequency, in the realms of illumined truth, my earthly bodies become shining and invincible. Every fiber of my being is becoming lighter, and I feel myself ascending out of the limitation of the physical plane into the infinite freedom of the heavenly realms. All the illusions of earth drop away, and I experience a new level of clarity and understanding. I now know that I am a multidimensional being functioning on many different dimensions simultaneously, and that all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine, for I am one with the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent essence of my Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. As I awaken to this truth, more knowledge from the divine mind of God begins to flow into my consciousness, and I am lifted higher, and now higher, into the realms of illumined truth. I now experience myself fully present in the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light. As I experience the wonder of this octave of light, the love expanding through my heart flame draws the attention of my beloved Father, Mother, God, and I revel in their exquisite light. My Mother God projects her luminous presence before me. She is a resplendent sun of radiant light, pulsating with infinite gratitude, bliss, ecstasy, wonder, and awe. She has at long last returned to Earth and is embracing her beloved children through all levels of consciousness. As a special gift to me and to all of her beloved children, our Mother God awakens within us the remembrance of our purpose and reason for being. In this newly activated state of consciousness, I consecrate my life now to the fulfillment of my divine plan. A sacred truth begins to reverberate through my heart flame, and it flows into my conscious mind, and I begin to remember deep within the recesses of my heart the truth of who I am and why I am here. I came into this world with a very specific purpose. I came to fulfill a facet of the divine plan. I came to love all life free, and to realize the truth about me. I came to contribute to the salvation and rebirth of our beloved planet Earth. I am one with my Father, Mother, God, and the fullness of God dwells within me. In the divine mind of God, no one or no thing is useless or meaningless. Everyone and everything is vital and important to the balance and order of the universe. All life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. Without me, God would be incomplete. Without me, the universe would lose its equilibrium. All that is before me to do now, I will do with happiness and enthusiasm. For I now understand and know with a new level of awareness that nothing is too insignificant. Never again will there be a sense of futility in my life. I am overflowing with gratitude to my Father, Mother, God for the opportunity to be in physical form at this time, to be an instrument of God, to serve as the open door through which the light of God will flow to transform this planet into her divine birthright of heaven on earth. I am so thankful to be right where I am, right now, serving all who come my way with love, joy, understanding, and forgiveness. Now, recognizing my true worth, I go forth with a new uplifted determination. I see with my inner vision the loving and prospering activity of God that is pulsating within my heart flame. I see with my physical eyes eternal peace and lavish abundance flowing through me, manifesting everywhere. I am peaceful, powerful, and poised, for I now know and understand who I am. I am a beloved and empowered child of God, and I have come to earth to love life free. Through the activity of my daily life, so I shall. From this moment forth, I am in control of my emotions, and nothing will disturb my peace of mind. From this moment forth, I daily and hourly monitor my words, thoughts, feelings, and actions, because I realize they are all powerful and will bring their effect into my life. I now know I am co-creating my life experiences, and I choose to co-create heaven on earth for myself and all humanity. From this moment forth, I let my family and friends know that they are a vital and significant part of my life, and I am enthusiastic about their accomplishments as I am about my own accomplishments. From this moment forth, I will speak of health, happiness, and prosperity to every person I meet, and I will magnetize the positive side of every situation, no matter how small. From this moment forth, I am so involved with improving myself that I do not have time to notice or criticize the shortcomings of others. From this moment forth, I give thanks for every circumstance in every move of my life. For in true heart-lifting thanks, I can reach that faith which removes mountains. From this moment forth, I quiet myself for a few minutes each morning, empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day, and listen for the voice of my I Am Presence for guidance and illumination. From this moment forth, I am a radiating center of divine love, peace, happiness, abundance, and God's infinite harmony. From this moment forth, I think only of the best. I speak only of the best. I do only the best, and I expect only the best. From this moment forth, I give a smile to every living creature I meet today. For I know that every impulse for a thoughtful act, every single smile given from a heart filled with love, every kind word spoken when a hasty word would have been so much easier, is a small gift of love I am able to return for the many blessings I have received. From this moment forth, I engulf every electron of precious life energy evolving on this sweet earth with the essence and the patterns of perfection of our new planetary cause of pure divine love. From this new level of divine consciousness, I now secure through my heart flame the truth of my being. I am all love. O Supreme Presence of God within all life, into your eternal heart of love do I immerse myself and all life on this sweet earth, right here and right now. I consciously surrender my vehicles to be merged with the love nature of your being until I am a pure focus of love, a living jewel in your crown of adoration. The path I walk in life leads only to love. My physical body, filled with love, becomes shining and invincible. My etheric vehicle, radiating love, transmutes the past. Love in my mind ensures the expression of your divine thoughts. Love in my feelings reaffirms that God is the only power acting through me. As I am thinking, feeling, and remembering only love, I know that my I Am presence is working through me, radiating forth the perfection of my omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is, radiating this divine essence to humanity and all life, which I have promised to love free. In this awakened consciousness of divine love, my spirit becomes the Holy Spirit, and I am the love of God reaching out to claim this earth. In love, I magnetize all of God's blessings to me. And in love, I radiate these blessings forth to all life on this planet. I am the spirit of love permeating form until all is drawn back into the indivisible whole. I feel the pulse beat of love in all life and the continuity of love in all of the experiences I have ever known. It is all love. I was born out of love. I am evolving through love, and I am ascending back into love. I am all love, and I am grateful. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and toes. As I exhale, I open my eyes and begin breathing normally as I assimilate this pure light into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious heart, give yourself the gift of being this powerful instrument of God that you have volunteered to be and see how your life is transformed daily and hourly. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me today. Be sure that you tune in with us next week as we join together once again to expand our glorious chalice of light and add to the light of the world. Create a wonderful week for yourself. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.